Zimbabwe's outgoing ambassador to Australia, Jacqueline Swambila, who is seeking asylum in Canberra, has rejected assurances by Home Affairs Minister Kembo Mohadi that her personal safety will be guaranteed by the state should she return home. Swambila, an MDCT official, filed for Australian refuge last week, claiming returning to Zimbabwe when her diplomatic duty officially ends tomorrow will put her life in jeopardy. But Minister Mohadi told the Sunday Mail newspaper yesterday that the ambassador's fears were baseless, adding if she has any personal security concerns, she should inform the state whose main mandate, he said, was to ensure everyone's safety. Swambila, however, rejected Mohadi's assurances, telling the Australian public broadcaster ABC Today the statements can't be sincere because the Home Affairs Minister is part of the ZANU-PF apparatus that she claims has been denigrating her over the past 4 years. Further afield, Zimbabwe's ambassador to Germany, Hebson Makuise, also a member of the MDCT, says he will comment next week on reports that he is also seeking asylum in that country. Makuise told Studio 7 he has not made any decision yet, adding he will have to do so next week. A diplomatic source in Harare appeared to back Makuise's version, telling us they were pretty sure, although not 100%, that Makuise had not submitted any asylum papers or just yet. For perspective on Zambila's rejoinder to Mohadi's statements, Ntungameli Nkwamo reached Zimbabwe Exiles Forum Chairman Gabriel Shumba, who himself is a victim of the government.
I think one thing that we should consider is the fact that there are people previously we have been assured that if they come back home, they will no longer face persecution. Especially, for example, if you look at the case of Roy Bennett, he even went to the extent of being guaranteed safety by the then president of South Africa, President Monsanto. But when he returned back, he was politically targeted and was eventually forced to flee the country again. So it simply means that guarantees of safety from the Zimbabwean government are not worth the paper they are written on. Usually, you look at any appeal for asylum or refuge in any country by trying to scrutinize the merits of the claim. In this case, we are talking of the ambassador who was sent off to Australia under a unity government or a global political agreement. That global political agreement is no longer in existence. It has ceased to operate. Then second, she is a person who is on record as saying that the new government of ZANU-PF is a government that is illegitimate. So that also is a fact that would, of necessity, I think, in any normal circumstances in Zimbabwe, put her at very grave risk. I think, finally, let's look at the fact that during the existence of the unity government or a so-called inclusive government, we had a situation where people were politically persecuted. Many people were arrested. A lot of things happened. I won't even have to go into detail to mention people like Beatrice Mthethwa, Alex Mchade Hama, and those that are in the MDC currently, Douglas Monzora, and many others. I don't even have to mention that. But now we have a government that claims to have won elections and it's running the country on its own. One can be understood for fearing that, if one goes back to Zimbabwe, one's life remains in jeopardy. And that exactly is the fact or the reason why people like me have failed to go back to Zimbabwe at this juncture.
Gabriel Shumba is the chairman of the Zimbabwe Exiles Forum based in South Africa. You are speaking on the line with Ntungameli Nkomo. Meanwhile, Dr. Sekai Holland, a senior MDCT member, today asked Zimbabweans to give Swambila the benefit of the doubt and time to process her asylum claim rather than attack him. Holland, who was speaking in her personal capacity, said only Swambila knows why she wants Australia to protect him. She spoke with Marvelous Mtlanganyahuye earlier on.
I think there's a Shona proverb and a Ndebele proverb that the person with the body is the only one who knows what they are feeling inside the body. It's really an expression of attributing respect to us, listening to what we are saying about how we feel and really respecting that. I think one of the tragedies of modern life is that we have really veered away from our own belief and dwell in other people's belief. Ambassador Swambila says, I don't feel secure to come home. I've really not heard anybody ask ask her, why don't you feel secure? I just have heard people calling her mad, people really saying, ah, this is wrong. The party has given a very clear and a very straight statement that it is her personal decision. And the party is not able to actually give her protection if she feels unsafe. So I think we should just give her the benefit of the doubt and allow her to actually go with her appeal and leave it at that.
But some of her critics would say that why is she deciding to seek asylum at the end of her term? Why didn't she apply before she was recalled?
Okay. I think that there we also are very clear that there were 5 posts offered to the formations of the MDC, 2 men and 3 women. In the recall that has been made, and I'm sure everybody waits thinking, I'm going to be given another extension. She herself was the only woman recalled of the 3 women with the 2 men. I think that only came towards the end of their service. It wasn't something that was done a long time ago. So she could not have decided to say, well, I'm going to stay here or I'm going to do this until she knew whether she was coming or not. I think she's been involved in litigation regarding statements that were made about her behavior at work. And to really cover her honor and her name, she went to court and she found favor in the court, which I think was a very good thing because the allegations made were very serious. And if she had not tried to secure her name today, people would just be saying, as they are saying, even after she has won, many people are just saying, she did it, which actually does not create a good environment for her, with people that are still accusing her of having strict. So my own take is, let us give due credit to her and her fears, and let us just say good luck to her.
And that was MDCT senior member Dr. Sekai Holland speaking in a personal capacity with Marvelous Mhlanganya Huye about the Jacqueline Zwambila asylum plea.